Reinstituting the ban on campaign contributions, preventing convicted felons from holding a license for a slot machine venue, and keeping gaming board members from holding outside jobs are just some of the changes in the bill that was passed on Tuesday by the Senate Community, Economic, and Recreational Development Committee. Senator Wayne Fontana is the Democratic chair of that panel, and he says the changes will strengthen the state's gaming industry.
The bill, I think, is something that was needed. I mean, there were some issues that existed from the original bill and certainly from the experience of the casinos actually opening up and the kinds of things that the bill didn't cover or didn't cover well or needed to clarify. This is an attempt to remedy all those types of issues.
The bill now goes to the Senate Appropriations Committee and could go before the full Senate as early as next week. Sid Michaels, State Capitol.